Hi, this is Karen Cleveland. Thanks for joining me on this meditation. I'm going to invite you to get comfortable as I let you know our theme for today. This meditation is going to be about making assumptions and the harm in making assumptions when we don't know what's really going on or the truth about something. So this is also one of the agreements that Don Miguel Ruiz talks about in the Four Agreements. But it's important in any aspect of life to really understand this. So I'm going to invite you to go ahead and, if you'd like to, go deeper, close your eyes, and settle into the chair or the couch or the bed that you're on, and take a deep breath. In fact, take a couple of deep breaths, just kind of letting go of anything that's around you and just allowing yourself to go in and to really participate in this experience. So the reason we make assumptions about things, and this could be an assumption about what someone else is doing, what they're thinking, what we think they're saying, we do that because if we don't have all the information, it's natural for our brain to try to connect the dots. So when all the dots aren't there, when all the information is not there, something is absent, our brain is going to try to make something up. And we often do this, may not even realize how often we do this, but we are really masters of making stuff up that other people are doing or saying or thinking. And like I said, this can be a problem several ways. So we make up stories. We think someone is mad at us, doesn't like us. We make up all kinds of stories about why another person has acted or said a certain thing. And the fact is, we really don't know. So not only do we not know what is really going on in their head, we also don't know what they think is going on in our head. So we make assumptions about what other people are doing or saying. And we also make assumptions that they know what we are thinking or they know what we want when we haven't been clear or expressed the expectations. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. You need to be clear in communication with your own thoughts and desires and feelings about something so that someone else doesn't have to make an assumption about you. But then we also have to be brave enough, be strong enough in asking for clarification, asking what's going on, so we don't have to make something up. So we don't have to have a story about it that's completely untrue. And I'm going to invite you to take another deep breath now. So like I mentioned in the last meditation about taking things personally, we are a collective of our previous experiences. So our actions, behaviors, thoughts come through the filter of our own experiences. And just like that happens with us, that happens with everyone else. They are a collective of their experiences, and that's the filter through which they see, do everything. So when they make something up, it's through that perception. When we make something up, it's through our perception. So if we think we see a sideways glance, if we think we're being neglected, if we think we heard someone have a certain tone of voice or inflection, try to keep in mind sometimes It's about their experience and it's about them, and it has nothing to do with you. So you don't have to make that assumption. But let's do a little experience here. So with a deep breath in, recall in your life, and probably it has happened today or yesterday or within the last week, recall a time when you witnessed an interaction, and it may have had something to do with you, but you may have just been like a viewer, when you didn't know what was really going on, but you made up a story about it. So you might have seen two people talking or arguing out in public somewhere. You may have seen someone or heard someone talking on the phone and only heard half of the conversation. But recall a time when you can remember, you actually don't know what really happened, but you made assumptions on what was going on. And I'll be quiet while you bring that to mind for a minute. Now, in that experience, in your own life, was there a moment where you felt like it was about you? Or I know sometimes if people hear someone talking in a foreign language, they think they're talking about them. But the funny thing is, when we think someone is talking about us, well, when we do that, when we begin to make an assumption that it's about us, it's usually in a very non-friendly way. We think they're laughing at us, making fun of us, saying bad things about us. So what if we could change that story? What if we're going to make something up? Then why not make something up that's good about us? Why don't we imagine that those people are talking about how wonderful they think we are, how smart we are, how everyone loves us, something like that, how they wish they could be better friends with us, how they wish they had our friends or our lifestyle, our freedom. So sit with that example that you brought to mind earlier, and make it an experience that is for your good, that is for your betterment, that is all about you, but it's great things all about you. Because as long as you're making it up, let's make it up in a good way. Or, I'm going to invite you to go one step further. Maybe we don't need to make it up. If the situation is something that really does concern you, how about we ask, we be curious, and we be open to the idea that we don't need to know the answer. We don't need to know what they're talking about. We don't need to know what they're thinking. There are times when we are just doing it out of personal curiosity and judgment sometimes. So when you're tempted to make up a story about what someone else is saying or doing, see if you can leave it open to the mystery, open to a better idea than what you can even come up with. And at the very least, make it to something in your favor. If you're going to make it up anyway, just make it for your good. But I really invite you to try to sit in the mystery of something and not knowing, because do you really need to know? And if you do need to know, if it truly is about you, then ask. Be curious. Ask for clarification. And on the other side of that, be clear with your expectations. Don't assume someone knows what you want, what you're thinking. All right, and I invite you back into your room, into this time and space, back into your body. As you go about your week, look out for these opportunities to leave the unknown open to mystery and to be curious enough to actually ask for clarification when necessary. Thanks for joining me. This is Karen Cleveland with the Wisdom of All Life, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.